The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. The gang's here for Ladies' Night. It's 40K Thursdays.
Welcome to the App of the Year Awards 2020. I'm your host, Rob. I'm joined by my co-host for the award ceremony, Nicky Gervais. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Hi, Rob. I'm fantastic. It's an electric atmosphere here today. It's a great time to be alive.
It's really exciting. Listen, the atmosphere in the entire auditorium is obviously electric. None of us quite know who is going to win the App of the Year 2020. It could be anyone.
It could be absolutely anyone.
We're obviously very sad that we can't do this in person. Obviously, being very sensible, the commission at the Warhammer App of the Year Awards have told us that we should do this live. So I felt honoured, Nick. I don't know about you. I felt honoured to be asked to host the award ceremony this year.
Absolutely. It's a great honour to be here. Obviously not, like you say, in real life, but just to be here present for these monumental awards this year. It's a fantastic feeling to be invited along and a real honour and highlight of my career to be here today.
Same. I'm genuinely surprised my tweets didn't cancel me out for the event. But truly, truly excited to be here. Now, we've obviously got lots to go through today. I just want to say thank you to everyone who is joining us live from around the world. We know this is a hotly anticipated event. A lot of eyes, really, on this.
Eyes and ears all over this.
And obviously, it's the first year of the Warhammer App of the Year Awards. It's a big deal. A lot of contenders thinking about what they're going to do in 2020. I heard that there might be an app which changes a dog. It's like an AR app. It changes a dog, and you allow that to paint that onto a miniature somehow. It's a very weird concept. I don't know if that's necessarily going to work, Nick. I don't know what you think.
That does sound a very strange idea. There are some rumours about new features to certain apps that I've come across in my research for tonight's show, which may come up later.
Okay, well, lots to unpack here. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us live. Now, one of the things, obviously, that you have to be aware of, that it's a hotly contested event. There is a live viewing where all the celebs are at. We're just cutting now to the red carpet. As you can see there, some of
the hustle and bustle.
Some of the hustle and bustle. Hollywood's great. An elite there, Nick. I think is that right? I can see Henry Cavill there.
Yeah, you can see big quads there. That's clearly Henry. I think Ed Sheeran is wandering around next to him as well. And I think is that Hazel Berry from OnlyFans there in the background as well. There you go. All the celebs are there.
All the celebs there at the celeb viewing. We obviously aren't there. We're live in the studio. That's absolutely right. Right. So should we just jump into the nominations, Nick?
Yeah, sure. Let's find out who's up for the nomination this year.
Okay. Well, listen, it's as you can imagine, the nominees. This is the short list of nominees available here. So we're going to introduce them. I'm going to whip through these very quickly. So Battlescribe have been nominated, as has Azir. Mm. ITC Battles, an American company. Very nice to see them making an outing here. Yeah, and then Best Coast Pairings. Another American company, but like with that kind of old history to them. There's a, you know, they've kind of upped and down. There's been a lot to go through with them, and they've got to be really happy to be getting a nomination this year, Nick.
They have, yeah. They've been around for a while. The ITC Battles is one of the new kids on the block. Azir, you know, it's been there. It's a part of the Games Workshop, so it's got a big name, big force behind it, a lot of money. Battlescribe. You know, it's been a contender all along. It's, you know, widely popular, quite widely tipped by the bookies, but also Best Coast Pairings, because it's very, very popular in North America and Canada. There's a lot of voters there. So a lot of the voting weight may be behind Best Coast Pairings. We'll have to wait and see for the judge's decision later.
Yeah, so Games Workshop. The scuttlebutt I'm getting from the press room, Games Workshop over the moon to be getting a nomination for that Azir app.
Yeah.
All three.
Yeah.
all three of the interns working on the Games Workshop apps took themselves out for a Wagamama's takeaway last night. They were very, very excited. They said they've done nothing but 80-hour weeks all week for 18 years. They're very, very tired.
I heard the boardroom are thinking about, because of this nomination, thinking about paying them an actual salary for their work based on this nomination. So fingers crossed for those guys.
Truly, truly exciting. Right, so let's introduce some of these apps. Some people might be new to these apps. And so, Nick, you've been doing a bit of research on them, which I think is really good.
Mm-hmm. Just to inform people, you know, what the app can do and why it's being nominated, basically.
Yeah, so I've done the pen and paper research, obviously. I'm just going to let you know there. Best Coast Parents, 50,000 downloads on the App Store, and they have a 5-star rating. If I get this exactly right, I think it's like a... No, it's not a 5-star rating at all. They don't have that. That's our graphics department. Oh, they're fired.
Sack that intern.
sack that intern. Let me just double check. It has got... Oh, it doesn't matter. 3.2. It's got 3.2 on the App Store. There we go. I just want to take this seriously, Nick. That's basically where I'm at. I want to make sure it's given the credo. So what info have you got for us?
So, well, Best Coast Pairings and Down Under Pairings, they're kind of merged now, but BCP is considered to be the go-to tracking and organizational app for Warhammer tournaments. Mm-hmm. Much like Paul Walker from the Fast and the Furious film franchise, the app had a huge crash at the height of its fame. This incident was during the Las Vegas Open 2020, which resulted in a delays at the event, pushing some rounds back a few hours and needing lots of the results to be counted manually. Player winning the event at the time was way ahead of his time and demanded that the organizers stop the count and declare himself the winner at that point.
Nick.
Yeah?
We try to take this seriously. The Paul Walker joke's too far. Yeah, I understand it. A hilarious crash. Yeah, much like planes. But we're not, none of that, no more of that on the next one.
Not meant to upset people.
We're serious business here at the App Awards. Okay. We'll never be invited back. That's what I'm worried about. We obviously want to come back next year.
Yeah, it's a well-paid gig. I would like to come back next year.
It's a well-paid gig, let me tell you.
The BCP team, though, are following this crash. They did team up with the Down Under Pairing guys from Australia. Who saved the day and combined their coding might. But I imagine it's only because of Australia, and I imagine it's only a matter of time before they swindle them out of their money and business. the app's been, it's very useful for looking at lists, which you're doing well at tournaments. But although, just like my bed sheets up until I was 10 years old, they've got annoying watermarks all over them.
Don't think you're taking this seriously, Nick. And therefore, I'm going to move straight on to the ITC Battles app. Again, look at the graphics department. They haven't smashed it, but that's fine. No problem. So the ITC Battles app, 10,000 downloads. It's a relative newcomer. It's a bit of a specialized tool for tournament and war gamers, ultimately. But it does have a very high rating on the App Store. Very successful. 4.7.
Everyone
who has downloaded it seems to love it, Nick. What can you tell us about this app?
Well, so the app provides quite a handy way to digitally track your 40K games. It's a shame there isn't one of these available for the AOS Destruction players, because they famously struggle to use writing implements. The app was previously just for ITC-style 40K, but it's now been updated for 40K 9th edition, unlike the North American meta. The app has all the secondaries listed for you, and you can read and choose from them, as well as the missions and deployment setups. It's a way to track your CP and victory points throughout the game, and it's got quite a nice end-of-game summary output. The app has helped to track 40K data, meta-analysis, which has resulted in helping to confirm the 40K hashtag first turn problem. But there's a rumored new feature in development for the app, where it works out your current ITC rankings points, and it tells you exactly how many fake events you need to run in order to win the ITC. It's apparently called the Sun Tzu equation.
Nick, we're taking this seriously. You said you would do some proper research.
This was serious.
I'm here like, oh, God. I've done the graphics. I've worn a tie.
Wearing a tie. This is my tie of seriousness.
Okay. All right. Fine. Fine. Okay. Right. Let's just move on. I'm trying to take this seriously. Like people sometimes think that we take the piss anyway. It's just we need to, anyway. Don't worry. This one will be fine. Next up is Battlescribe, a well-known app from around the world. Here, let me just get you the data on Battlescribe. 100,000 downloads, comparable actually to the Games Workshop 40K app. The rating though for Battlescribe 4.8, the Games Workshop 40K app 2. So I just thought it's not too dissimilar. I mean, it's out of 5, but I don't want to.
Yeah, they're close-ish.
They are close-ish.
No, okay. Stay away.
So let's find out exactly what information. Again, Nick, let's take it serious
this time. Okay, all right. Yeah. So Battlescribe provides a free list writing service for a variety of different games. It's the Village Bike of list writing apps. But the free version can feel quite bogged down by ads. However, much like your mum's OnlyFans, you can make a donation to avoid any annoying adverts. Battlescribe has all the rules that you'd need to refer to for your army whilst playing a game. Although, just like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, it's missing something important. In Battlescribe's case, this is the access to stratagems. With Battlescribe, there can be a steep learning curve. However, once you know how to get things done, you can get things done quite quickly. Again, much like your mum. Battlescribe might not be to everyone's taste, but those people are idiots. But I think we can all agree that much like an undercosted and broken Forge World unit, we get great value from Battlescribe.
My mum's OnlyFans is not for discussion today, Nick, on the show. Yeah, this is... Okay, again, I've
seen it. It's quite affordable. It's very affordable.
Very affordable. Okay, so that's ITC Battles. Obviously, lots to say about ITC Battles. I think one of my favourite things about them is you never quite know where the devs are. We did try to reach out to them, get a comment from them. The pressers, everyone in the press room did try to reach them. But the press room have said that they're hiding better than Bin Laden was, which I was like, wow, like that's he hid well. Like Hide and Seek Champion of the Year, the Battlescribe dev team, interestingly.
It's because they're kind of like a big anonymous group of people, aren't they?
They are. They are.
We are. They are Legion.
They are Legion. But again, great work. Rooting for them. I am. Anyway, so Games Workshop, very happy. Very happy. I know all three interns giving themselves a pat on the back here. Azir. That's right. The Games Workshop, the Warhammer Age of Sigmar app. So just going to make sure you guys know what's going on there. It's had 100,000 downloads, very much like Battlescribe. Only it's pretty got good. A 2.7 rating on the App Store. So everyone who's downloaded it, not really loving it. Although, the average, well not the average, but you know median, 2.5, and they're a little bit above that. So they're just above average. Better than like an app where you can just drink beer on your phone, but not as good as an app where you can turn your phone into a lightsaber. Around there.
Is it not even beating a drink beer on your phone app?
No, ratings. No, it's not. Nick, what have you discovered about the Azir app?
Okay, so yeah, the Games Workshop Azir app, it's their flagship Age of Sigmar app. It provides all the core rules and unit war scrolls for free. The app does give you an option to digitally buy army books. Unlike its sister app, the 40K app, Azir doesn't exist. You do murder all the trees on the planet in order to view an army book. There's also a list builder for an extra £1 a month. It produces army lists with nice, pretty pictures of your units in. So this is recommended as your list writing option if you're a child. Much like all the cheese in Rob's fridge, the app was out of date for several months this year. The Games Workshop app team said that they were concentrating their efforts on the 40K app. I didn't even need to write a joke that bit. That was just rate itself, that one.
That's my favourite gag so far. a lot of rumours coming from the press room, actually, Nick. About the Azir app. A lot of people worried that with the digitization of 40K, the non-digitization of 40K or the undigitization. In fact, actually, interestingly, I was doing some research on this yesterday. There's no actual terminology and language in the creation of, in English for describing what a company does or what a society does when they undigitize.
Reverse digitization.
Yeah, reverse digitize. There's no name for that. No one's ever done it before because it's seen as utterly stupid. So yeah. I did the research for that and it wasn't able... I don't know. I saw some pictures of Luddites. I didn't really understand it effectively. So those are our nominees. Twitch chat, yeah. Everyone watching live. I'd love you.
Who's going to win? Who's going
to
win?
Yeah, I'd love you to find... Like, we will be announcing the winners very, very soon. But we do have some more sad news, actually, to go through before we get to that. Mm. So let us know in the chat who you think should win. Because we're going to now go to... every year, obviously, apps rise and they fall. And some of them, eventually, they leave the store, the app store of our choice. And we never get to use them again. And so... For the first time, we would like to introduce the In Memoriam section of the Warhammer App of the Year 2020 Awards. And of course, that is, we're going to talk about the Warhammer 40K Assault Dice app. Now, it's a very sad, very, very sad time. Yeah. If you ever used 30 Orc Boys with Warpath on them, there was no other way to roll those dice. It was a dice rolling app available. It had previously come from Games Workshop, but they removed it out of the App Store. We're not really sure why. We think the one hard drive they build apps on was full, basically. And so it's very sad. And so we probably won't be using Orc Boys anymore on our lists or anything. It's just very sad. So if we can all take a moment's silence, Twitch chat, everyone.
Just, I'm just so sad that it's gone, Rob. It's been an emotional time of the year. And...
I'm not doing the crying gag. I can't do the crying gag. anyway, right, so... now, before
may you rest in app heaven.
Yeah, may you dice rest app. In... F's in the chat for the Warhammer 40K Assault Dice app.
I need to get my bucket of dice back out again.
Yeah, you're all wonderful people. Thank you for loving what was a wonderful app and really good. And really basically was. Irreplaceable. No one else had created that app because no other game makes you roll 180 dice with re-rolls. They just don't do it. It's seen as antagonistic to your player base. So, because I've still got it on his old iPad, I'm really glad about that. So, before we get on to announcing the winner, Nick, we have an important sort of announcement from our sponsor. So we have a sponsor, and I'm just going to talk to you guys about that now. Now, So our sponsor is a company called Goonhammer Unread. Now, Goonhammer is an amazing website with detailed and intricate articles, lovingly researched, well thought out, structured very well, with interesting talking points. Produced by a great team who work very, very hard to produce some incredible content. Yeah.
When you started, Robin, you said articles about Warhammer. I thought initially that you were talking about the Warhammer community site, but as the description went on, clearly that's not the case.
No, not at all. So the new project is Goonhammer Unread. They're our sponsors today. Now, Goonhammer Unread is very much like Goonhammer. With well thought out and intricate articles, only it's nothing like it. And all it is clickbait titles of the content inside, which you can emotionally react to. In fact, it's almost the antithesis of Goonhammer. Instead of thinking something through and having intelligent ideas and thoughts about it, you just emotionally react to a title like Inceptor's Real Good, etc. instead of reading 852 pages of well thought out dialogue on the subject. So thank you to our sponsors, Goonhammer Unread. We're very much looking forward to never reading your titles. You sound awful and brilliant. All love to Goonhammer. They're the best forever and always. Big love. Right. So, Nick, the award, the winner, the drum roll. And now, I know you asked me to prep one, so I'm just going to do this.
Is it there? And the winner is...
Can you just give us and the winner is, please?
And the winner is coming up shortly to be announced. The winner, to put everyone out of their misery,
is... And the winner is...
Battlescribe.
Oh, congratulations to Battlescribe.
Well done, Battlescribe.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable. What a performance this year.
What a shock, actually. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
I genuinely thought Azir had it for a minute. After the description they got, I genuinely thought they had it for a short while.
I mean, some big inroads made by BCB DUP team. Big inroads. Yeah. Like, really looking forward to seeing what they kick out next year. Like, very, very
particularly
excited.
When tournaments can run again. You know, I'm not sure they've got special things come in.
But ultimately, what is better than sending someone what looks to be a complicated math problem as an army list, especially when they're new? Sending a new 40k list to a friend is one of my most fun experiences ever. When they tell me they don't want to play anymore and they want to give me their new toys, I feel great. Yeah. I feel really, really great. Now, unfortunately, Nick, not everyone gets to be a winner.
No, there's obviously, you know, some losers throughout the year. Some apps come out that, you know, really miss the mark. Don't do too well on the App Store. You know, they get a very good reaction. They're not very well thought out. So, there are some poor apps that come out throughout the year.
There are. And they do need. So, with one of the highest download ratings of all time, we're going to go to our very first Rotten Tomatoes section, sponsored by Tom Layton, specifically. Yep. Yeah, sponsored by Tom Layton. The Rotten Tomatoes section is our worst Warhammer app of the year. And big surprises here. It goes to 100,000 downloads, only a 2.0 on the App Store, and an app that only allows you to win a competition if you don't include Forge World models, which they make.
So weird.
So weird.
Weirdly specific list requirement for their own company's competition.
It's a Warhammer 40,000 app. Now, we did reach out to the dev team, but as previously stated, they were very busy taking themselves out for Wagamamas, because they were very excited about their Azir nomination. Mm-hmm. Their exact words were, I think, in the presser. This is what the press room told me, so I can't confirm if this is true. They told me, fuck you all. We've got all your money anyway. Fuck you all. While they're at Wagamama's. So.
They just had a big bag of swag over their shoulder. Yeah, paying for the meal with cash.
Has Rob confused the Razzies with Rotten Tomatoes? Yes, that is correct. Vic, can you tell us some more about this app, please?
Okay, yeah, so obviously this is the Games Workshop 40k app. It's Games Workshop's long-awaited 40k app, which promised to provide all the rules you need for 40k games in one place, along with a list writing service and digital copies of your rules. The app, however, similar to the shit I had last night after my curry, had a difficult and segmented release. The original launch offered an unfinished, untested, and bug-heavy product, which the NHS track and trace team is understood to have been involved with. Games Workshop charged a premium price of £4 a month for the app. This was even when the list builder wasn't even finished. The list builder was in a prolonged state of Warhammer nerds looking at Sisters of Battle cosplay coming very soon. The list writing service only had just now gone into a free beta, with Games Workshop even having to beg people to trial it by giving away armies, which seems more of a desperate move than nudging your models with a water bottle. The app team is said that they hope to have the app fully working by 40k 10th edition.
Which, to be honest, is...
Seems a bit of a stretch for them, to be honest.
It seems a stretch. I'm not going to lie. I'm actually surprised that they're likely to get it done in two and a half, three years. I think that's unrealistic, ultimately. But congratulations to the 140k app. Worst app of the year, interestingly. But we'll see how they do next year. Nick, there's a lot.
Yeah, they might be back.
They might be back. There's a lot to. There's a lot of stiff competition. The app industry for Warhammer, big news. I still wouldn't mind there being a dice rolling app. Have you got any thoughts about other like sort of apps you would like to see coming out of app developers over the next year?
Maybe like a terrain, some sort of terrain app.
Yes. A terrain app, yeah.
Some sort of terrain app shows you how to set up terrain, advise on your table. One that includes stratagems, like I said with Battlescribe, I'd like to. It'd be cool if they could include stratagems in there as well. Maybe it's like a little option you can add in, because they have all the rules apart from like stratagems, which is a bit weird. Maybe. I know there's a lot of VR apps that were in development, although I don't think they're particularly useful because until, like, who... Like, I think physical objectives are way better than an augmented reality objective. So I'm not sure that's the future unless you're going to wear a big headset while you're playing. Seems a bit odd.
Yeah, it seems very, very odd. Ultimately, it's a really weird position for the app teams to be in. But, I mean, there's some really fun stuff, potentially. I'd like to see an app that really, via kind of like a Tinder-style methodology, allows me to
meet
other gamers in my area.
Find some bros.
Yeah, find some bros. Maybe you could call the app Bros, looking for bros. Maybe I could work really hard at it, really try and grind out all the men in my area. That would be a good way of looking for them, ultimately. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Warhammer App of the Year Awards 2020. Nick, our first time. How do you find the experience?
I just thought it was absolutely exhilarating to see all the Warhammer celebrities turn up here, excited about all these apps, the crowd going absolutely wild for the winner, and booing and hissing the loser. It was just such an exhilarating time to be alive in the Warhammer world, delighting the fans by giving Battlescribe the award that it thoroughly deserves. I think it's a fantastic achievement, and I tip them for next year. But although, the apps, like you say, they might go on like a bit of a redemption arc and, really push Battlescribe for the award next year. It'd be really interesting to see that fight.
Really, really interesting. I can't wait, ultimately. And it's been a pleasure hosting this with you, Nick. Thank you to the crowds outside. We're going to the after party. I heard Madonna might be there. I'm not 100% certain if that's true. It is a Zoom call, unfortunately. That's the after party. And the login is 123, the 40K app sucks. So if you guys want to join the phone call. Nick, pleasure. Twitch
Thank
chat,
much,
pleasure.
Rob.
Please
Thanks,
do chat. Join us soon. Have a great day.